Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob and Kelly, happy Martin Luther King Day to you. Hope you're enjoying your day off and a little time for reflection about that great man and part of American history. Hey, we're glad you're with us. We're going to be talking men and women's basketball. The men look terrible Saturday. I don't mind saying it. The women look much better in a win over South Alabama. Jacoria Bracey scored 14 points. We're going to hear from that young lady later in the hour. And lots of NFL football for me and Kelly to digest. And we'll get to all of that in the next 60 minutes. But we're glad to have in our studio with us today Tracy Smith, director of the world-famous Dixie Darlings. But kind of some sad news, really. Because Tracy is here to announce that after 20 years, you're stepping down as the director.
I am, yeah. 20 years, been great.
Well, what made you make that such a decision after such a great run?
It's one that's, you know when you know. And I really felt like it was time. They need some new energy, some young blood to come in. The days were getting long, but I loved being there with the girls. I'm definitely going to miss that aspect of it, seeing the girls every day and getting a pulse on what's happening. But it was time.
Well, you look pretty young to be retired to be, but just my opinion.
I remember when Brett Favre retired, you know, from the NFL, he said, look, if I could just get out of bed on Sunday morning, go to the game and play and hang out with the guys, I'd still be playing. And I think you probably, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Tracy, probably the same way with you, but there's a lot more to it than just hanging out with the ladies.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I could just go into work every day and work with the girls, or 2 or 3 hours we would work every day, and be with them and just do that aspect of it, it would be great. Just go to the games, that would be great. But there's, of course, a lot more involved, which I loved every aspect of that, too, but it was just time.
You know, we had the great pleasure of having the original Dixie Darling in our studio. Remind people about this lady, and you said she was recently at the school dancing.
She was. Joyce Sametka was our very first Dixie Darling. She was recruited by Dr. Minoni from the Texas Kilgore Rangerettes. This is junior college, and he wanted to pattern a team after like that, and so asked her to come over, and she helped him pick the first 16 dancers. In 1954, they debuted.
Is that right?
And she danced at homecoming.
And she danced at homecoming this year.
Awesome.
Yes.
Now, Tracy, Kelly and I were on the athletes a lot, and we know how much time and effort they have to put into this and how much they have to practice. Kind of put in perspective how much these young ladies work.
They work an awful lot. It's at least 15 hours of practice time. Then you've got game day rehearsals as well, not to mention all the time it takes to prep for any performance we have, and then the performance itself. So it's a part-time job for them. A lot of them, you know, they're really involved in other things on campus, such as Greek life or student government or whatever. And, of course, high-achieving young ladies who are usually on dean's list, president's list, honor rolls, things like that. So they're really involved, but it takes a lot of education and time management to do an extracurricular like Dixie Darlings.
And cheerleading has evolved to where there's a lot more tumbling and a lot more young ladies coming from a gymnastics background.
Yeah.
But the Dixie Darlings, pure in the sense that they're dancers through and through.
Dancers through and through, yeah. Usually takes years of advanced training for them to get to the point where they could be on a collegiate team such as ours. We're highly specialized with the precision, though, and that's an aspect that a lot of dancers are not accustomed to. The other aspects, particularly if they were studio-only trained and not on a dance team prior, is the high kicks. So we have to spend a little bit of time working on that.
So you will leave when your contract ends at the end of the academic year.
Correct.
Big shoes to fill. Not saying that because you're sitting here. I would have said that anyway. But you don't want to have any say in who your successor is.
I really don't, because it's probably going to end up being a girl that I taught, a young woman who is still involved in the area of dance or still involved with our alumni association. And so I really didn't want to let her feel that pressure of me being in the room and making that decision. So, but the students will get a little bit of an input, and then, of course, people at the university will make the final decision.
And I think as more and more time goes by, all of us tend to lose history, spoken history, people who have lived it, people who have been through it. And it seems like to me, of all the organizations on campus at Southern Miss that we've been familiar with, Bob, nowhere is history more revered than with the Dixie Darlings.
I really appreciate that. I think we add a lot to the campus environment, not just on game days, but just the campus in general. I think our ladies have been great ambassadors for the university, and that's from the inception, like I said, since 1954. But if you really want to know some history, at homecoming, the McCain Archives, they do an exhibit that is phenomenal, and all kinds of pictures, video, costumes, things all throughout the year. So if you get a chance at homecoming next year, run by there.
Now, see, I did not know that. That is good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, they do things after that. I mentioned Lee Armstrong to you,
yeah.
And I know Lee was a Dixie Darling for a few years, and then she was a cheerleader for the Saints for a couple of years.
I've had several ladies that they go on and cheer and wear Saint stations. Of course, now that's changed. They're like a Saints crew now, but they've left and gone on to be part of the Tennessee Titans, the Hawks, the Falcons. We've had some from my generation that went on to be DCC. And so, yeah, a lot of ladies, they continue on and continue using their talents past collegiate level.
And when you've been doing this for 20 years now, Tracy Smith, and with all due respect, in June, you're going to be a has-been.
Yeah.
And that's really nice of you to say that.
No, I'm a has-been. I'm a TV has-been.
Some days I think I'm already has-been.
but when you've done, and you know I didn't mean that with any disrespect. But when you're so identified and you feel like that is so much of who you are, in your case, the director of the Dixie Darlings, how do you think you'll manage putting that away, so to speak?
I don't know. I'll probably cry a lot. No, I have this organization has such a special place in my heart. Like, I remember it from childhood and wanting to be there. And then I got to be there in college and then joining the Alumni Association and getting the privilege of being director. I just feel like it's always been a part of my life. And it sounds corny, but I think it will always be a part of my life. In my house, I have what's called the Dixie Darling Room. It started out being a sports room for my husband, but quickly turned into all things Dixie Darlings.
The man cave got overtaken, Bob.
Yes. So, but anyway, I'll still be involved. I will take a step back for a little bit to let the new director, you know, feel her way and get her feet on the ground solid, and then I'll step back in as alum and do our alum part.
Boy, I would think the hardest thing to do, Bob, would be to...
Now, Tracy, one thing I have to deal with on a frequent basis here is one of your young ladies one day taught Kelly the basic Dixie Darling move, and I have to look at this every single day.
The chops.
I've always said I see the ugliest Dixie Darling ever, but do it and critique this, please.
Okay.
There he goes.
So the arms are supposed to be shoulder high.
Shoulder high.
That's the problem I have, Tracy, is keeping them shoulder high, because I tend to slump, but then you...
Yep, too low already.
That's hard to keep your arms up that
high. It is, without lifting your shoulders. Yeah, and that's what, through the years, I've had people come in and audition. They're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea it was this intense, because what y'all are doing looks so easy. I said, that's part of their job, though, is to take all of these very difficult things and make it look effortless. It takes a lot of effort to look effortless.
That's when you're good.
Yeah.
And a lot of the uniform has not really, I mean, it's been... Pretty much the same as long as I can remember.
Yeah, it's always we have what is called a traditional outfit, and that's always one of a kind, made by a seamstress, tailor, whatever. Handpick the material; it's not bulk material, whatever. So they're hard to replicate, but we'll keep those for a few years, and then we'll move on. In between all of that, though, like for Veterans Day or something else, we might have another what I call stock costume that we just ordered out of a costume shop type thing. But, yeah, our traditional outfits have remained the same a good portion of the time.
I always try to be as close as I can to the south end of the end zone during football because you've got the band and you've got your kids down in the end zone. And, man, that's where the spirit's at. That's where the enthusiasm is. Don't you agree, Kelly? We've talked a lot about... Kelly and I, about how important the band and the Dixie Darlings are to the football program.
But when the Dixie Darlings do their toe drags, as hot as that field gets, I'm being serious when I ask it. Do their boots melt? Or
well, they don't melt, but they do get rubbed off the top, because when we strut, there is a that's something very particular to us.
Right.
And it does kind of take the top of your boot off, but that field will get hot. Like when they're just standing there and we're waiting to dance or doing something, they come through their boots and they'll just sort of start shifting and shuffling.
Not to mention they stand up for 5 hours.
They do. It's a long day, and yeah.
Are they tired when it's over, or are they kids?
A little bit of both. I'm sure there's some that go home and go straight to bed, and others that go on to do other things.
So. And the numbers of women on the Dixie Darlings team differs from year to year, doesn't it, Tracy?
It does. Like when I was on the team, we would have 63 girls, but only 50 or 52 would be on the field every time, so it was guaranteed alternates. I'll never put more than 50 on the team, and I design the show for however many girls we have, but they still have to pass that audition each week.
Well, we're going to miss you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kudos on a great, great job.
Thank you so much.
Tracy Smith, everybody, director of the Dixie Darlings. We're glad you came to visit with us.
Retiring in May.
Retiring in May. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. I've had the time of my life.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank Tracy Smith. Such a nice lady, and did such a great job for 20 years as director of the Dixie Darlings. Hey, we're broadcasting today from the Southern Bancorp studio, who I'm happy to say has renewed for another year just Friday as our studio sponsor. And we welcome our friends, Southern Bancorp, being such a big part of our program. That opening segment with Tracy Smith was sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Would be a great place to take the family tonight and have a holiday meal at Dixie's Barbecue Pit. We know that you will enjoy it. And this segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net. I wonder if she actually took a day off today. Probably not.
No, I think the cot downstairs, she might have taken a nap. But that's
Kathleen we're talking about, who's there 7 days a week. You can shop them online, of course, at campusbookmart.net. And, hey, want to say hello to Town & Country Cleaners, Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1983. A variety of services like bulky bedding, minor alterations, shirt laundry, and, of course, dry cleaning. You can visit them across the street from USM, or you can call them at 601-264-4920. All right, Kelly, basketball over the weekend. Let's talk about the positive first. The women bounced back from, they've been struggling here as of late, but they bounced back nicely. 77-69 win over South Alabama. Really pretty much controlled the game from start to finish, and it's always good to beat South Alabama.
It was nip and tuck, though, really, up until about the last 7 minutes of the game when the Eagles took control. Dom Davis, of course, battling through some injuries, but here's what was reassuring in that game was that some of her teammates stepped up and had
that's right.
Really
and you always games. Had the feeling that they were kind of on top of things. And South Alabama was competitive, as they always were. But watching the game, I felt good about it throughout the contest. Malia Grayson had 24. Dom Davis, as you say, battling through injuries with 22. And Ja'Coria Bracey had 14 points, played a big role in the win. Had an opportunity earlier this week to visit with this young lady. Very, very nice, very articulate, and a good basketball player. Here is Ja'Coria Bracey. Okay, we're happy to have Ja'Coria Bracey on the Super Talk Eagle Hour, junior guard out of Drew, Mississippi. A Delta girl. How's a Delta girl end up in Hattiesburg?
I've known Coach McGinnis for a while. You know, she's been recruiting me since I was 8th grade. And, you know, she was my first offer. So I got with her, you know, we talked for a long time, and, you know, I just, you know, wanted to be around her and in the environment, in the family-orientated, you know, atmosphere, so it kind of brought me down here.
So you transferred from Ole Miss, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Describe, if there is any difference, the difference in Sun Belt play and SEC play.
The difference, I would have to say probably toughness and probably just like the difference in size. You know, playing up in the SEC, this, you know, you're playing bigger people, you know, day in and day out. And also you're playing people that's, you know, going pro caliber players, you know, every night. Mm-hmm. So I would just say that's probably the difference, but both are still playing basketball,
right.
You know.
Sun Belt League's no easy task.
Oh, no. It's no easy task, no at all. It's not.
So you started all 31 games here last year, mm-hmm. and coaches told me she just considers you to be one of her very most valuable players. Mm-hmm. What is it you try to bring to the floor every night when the Lady Eagles are playing?
I think I try to just bring defense. I try to be aggressive. I try to, you know, score whenever I can, you know, tell the team anyway. I try to bring energy. That's try to just overall play hard day in and day out. You know, try to be consistent with that.
Now you indicated that coach means a lot to you, and as we all know, she's going through a lot of struggles. How has that affected the basketball team?
I think for us, I think we see it as like, you know, she's still coming in and giving it her all. And we're able to see that, you know, it's kind of like projecting onto us to, like, you know, if she can do that, you know, we can be strong and still continue to, like, get over, you know, anything. You know, she's kind of like our pet honcho, and just kind of seeing her do that, I think it kind of motivates us and give us life, if that makes sense.
Right, makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. All right, have you got some personal goals set for yourself that you'd like to accomplish through the remainder of the year?
Personal goals? I would say just to finish the year off well. I kind of want to just remain consistent and just kind of just go upward, whether it be offensively, defensively, scoring, just whatever it is. I want to just continue to build on it and grow.
All right. Last question. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss comes in here. You played there 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Last year it didn't turn out well.
Right.
But this year you guys, in dramatic style, mm-hmm. beat them when they're ranked in the top 20. Right. Having played there 2 years, being from the Delta, what did that game mean to you?
It really meant a lot, you know, and just for us to kind of, just like you said, you know, last year it wasn't the best for us, and I think we kind of just took that to heart this year, and I think it kind of, you know, motivated us to do better than what we did last year. And so just kind of beating them, you know, like you said, they was a top-rated team, you know, it just kind of meant more. I think we went into it as if, like, we didn't have anything to lose, so we was going to give it our all. And, you know, and so we just came out and just kind of just was, I feel like we was just a tougher team that night.
And scale of 1 to 10, how happy were you that night?
I was extremely happy, you know, just kind of coming from, you know, there. And then they're deemed to be, you know, the higher, you know, school, you know, it kind of just made me feel better. It's like, you know, hey, like, you know, I came here, you know, we still beat you all, you know,
right.
being this who you guys are.
Right.
So.
Well, we're glad you're here. And we wish you and all your teammates the best the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Ja'Coria Bracey, everybody. And these kids are so sweet, Kelly. They're tough as leather when they're on the floor. But when you get them away from the floor and talk to them, they're just mild and sweet and fun to be around.
Well, they appreciate the coverage. You
I
know?
Think they do.
And I make a habit of always telling them, I say the exact words. I say, I appreciate your work. You know, and they always kind of give you a look. And then it dawns upon them. Yeah, what we do is work.
Mm-hmm. No, you play for Joy Lee McNellis, it's work, brother.
Yeah.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
So good kid, and enjoyed my time with her. Men lose 82-56, Kelly. They're 9-8, and they got absolutely steamrolled against Troy. What do you make of this?
They never got out of the gate. I mean, they just never got out of the gate. You know, where the women had three in double figures, that's an interesting statistic, too, with the women. When you look at the Lady Eagles, if they only have two players in double figures, they don't do so. Three, they're in every game. But the guys, I mean, just horrible shooting. They were never really in that game. And I mean, I know they, you know, pulled it within seven there in the second half, but you just never felt like they were in that game. Now, they get to turn around this week and get two home games, and one of them is a follow-up with Troy this coming Saturday. So they get to turn right around and play Troy again. And I will be really interested to see how they respond after getting walloped like they did over there.
I do want to point out they played without Victor Hart, and they played without
Andre Curbelo.
Yeah, so both of those guys, I guess, are injured. I never did really hear, but – you know, that's a hunk of your team out there. Hart's been, I think, great all year. And Curbelo, of course, we're seeing now, really talented. But what do you make of him being hurt more than he's played?
Well, they were game-time decisions, which would lead you to believe that it's not anything serious. You know, if the fact that they were contemplating playing but then didn't. So that's always the type of decision you have to make, too, is do you put somebody out there? And kind of when you get a lead in football, do you want to keep your guys out there and chance – that the take a chance that the injury might get worse, you know.
And you know, Kelly, I hate to say this, but I've heard Coach Ladner actually on this show say this. In the Sun Belt, when you get right down to it, all that really matters is how you play in the tournament.
It's true. It's a one bid league, and we talked about that last week with Barry McKnight with Troy. You know, JMU started out the season, they looked unbeatable, ranked 19th in the country. Well, now here comes Troy, winners of seven in a row, starting three freshmen. So it's kind of a changing of the guard every week in this league. Mm-hmm. And the other thing you look at is how tough teams are on their home floor. All right. Now, the Eagles were able to beat Monroe over there, but Monroe only has four wins all year. Georgia Southern, member had Ofer going over there to Statesboro, and they beat the Eagles there. So Eagles come back home for two, which are going to be really important, Bob, because after those two at home, they go on the road for four straight.
Yeah. 26-point loss Saturday. That's not pretty.
No, but you know what? If you lose by one in overtime,
It's the same.
It is. No, I your point is well taken. Yeah. But I'm just saying, sometimes I would rather lose like that than lose by one in overtime.
Yeah. Well, you might ask the Cowboys about that. They may not share that.
Ouch.
Don't we have one of the coaches on this week?
Yes, Coach Juan Cardona will be joining us Thursday. Eagles have a rare Wednesday-Saturday pairing this week. They play Wednesday night against Arkansas State. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off at the Greenhouse. So Coach Cardona will join us on Thursday to break that game down after the fact. And then, of course, give us a preview of the rematch with Troy, which is scheduled for this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Next two home games for the Eagle men at home.
Lots of NFL news to talk about. We're going to have fun doing that in the next segment. We hope you'll stick around.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest vehicles on the road. Vehicles on the road today. And coming soon, the Auto Genesis Showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of our show each and every day. And they're, of course, right there, the shadow of the rock. We talk about them every day. What would you say the odds are that the two NFL games will be on the TV there today?
100%.
100%. Yeah. All right, let's talk a little about NFL football. Kelly, you and I love the sport a lot. And I guess so far, we've still got three games to go. The Buffalo-Pittsburgh games today at 2:30, I think.
And Tampa and Philadelphia tonight.
But let's we got a lot to get to. But obviously the headline coming out of the weekend has to be the unbelievably bad performance of the Dallas Cowboys again.
I'm stunned. And look, I don't hate the Cowboys, but I don't necessarily like the Cowboys. But I think you and I even said on this program, if there was a sleeper going into the playoffs, I thought it was Dallas.
You would think.
I mean, they wound up winning that division after the Eagles tanked. So you think everything's going right. You get to play at home. A clearly inferior team when you look at the overall body of work.
No question.
But, buddy, those Packers came to play.
The Cowboys, I heard last night, are the first team in NFL history to win 12 regular season games for three consecutive years and not advance by the first round of the playoffs. But this is a history. This goes back to Tony Romo. I remember the great joke was when Tony Romo, remember, fumbled the field goal snap, and the joke was, you know, when I die, I hope Tony Romo is my pallbearer. That way the SOB can let me down one more time.
True, but now, you know, the big question everybody's saying, oh, well, you got to fire McCarthy. Do you? I mean, 12 games in the last 3 years?
I think he's going to get fired, but I don't think he should. And I think at this question, at what point do you start questioning the effectiveness of Dak Prescott?
I think a lot of people already have. I think a lot of people all year long were saying that. And when you look at that division, right, the Cowboys won the NFC. It used to be the NFC Beast, but now people are calling it the NFC Least because the Giants are not good. The Eagles are pretty good, but the Giants are not good.
The Commodores are a garbage fire.
Yeah, they were terrible. So, you know, how difficult was it to win that division? But nonetheless, but you know, a lot of it's going to fall on McCarthy because the buck always stops with the head coach. But Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator, who everybody's talking about being on these head coaching lists.
They were awful yesterday.
That's the most points a Dallas defense has ever given up in the playoffs.
Green Bay scored some points where there wasn't even a Dallas guy in the camera shot.
And they nearly set that record midway through the third quarter.
Yeah, and then Prescott throws two pick sixes. I mean, it was just dreadful. But then again, last night, a lot of drama around the game with Detroit and Los Angeles, and a very good football game.
Yeah, it was.
I thought two outstanding quarterbacks on the field last night.
How can you not pull for the Detroit Lions?
I'm pulling for them hard.
You know, because that's a city that has certainly been on the losing end of a lot of different deals, and particularly the Lions, one of the few teams left that have never even been to the Super Bowl. They what you saw yesterday, they hadn't hosted a playoff game in 30 years.
Yeah.
And they win it. Now they get to – the way things shook out, they get to play. And because Dallas lost, they get another home game next week. Could this be the moon and stars lining up for the Lions this year?
Wouldn't that be a great story?
Yeah. Like I was kind of hoping it'd be Detroit and Cleveland, you know, because the Browns have not been to a Super Bowl either.
Well, let's skip to that game.
So
how do you explain that? The Browns look pretty solid all year, and they just get decimated by the Texans.
But you go back to what you were just talking about with Dak Prescott. Joe Flacco picked a terrible day to crap the bed. Yeah. He was terrible. He threw a couple of pick sixes.
And Houston has a good quarterback.
And Houston went from worst to first.
Yeah, that coach has got to be the coach of the year, right?
Well, they're talking about him or D'Amico Ryans you're talking about or Kevin Stefanski of Cleveland. Both of them had terrific seasons. I don't think you could go wrong, you know, either way. But Houston's not the worst team in that division anymore.
And then there is the game between the Miami Dolphins and the media darling Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm going to just tell you this, Kelly, and then I want you to give this statistic to our listeners. We joke a lot. You and I joked a lot about Tom Brady and, you know, not always kind of play the devil's advocate sure. with you. But I watched him the other night. Number one, I have two or three observations about Patrick Mahomes. Anytime something doesn't go his way, he jumps up with his arms in the air, frailing around, whining like a little 13-year-old that's told you can't go out till midnight. Two things I saw that are unexplainable to me. He bust his helmet. In the history of the NFL, I heard him say, there's never been an exception to the rule. You have that kind of an equipment problem, you come out of the game for a play, you get your equipment fixed, you come back in. But it was an important third down for them.
Or you call timeout.
Or you call timeout. They actually allowed him to not use a timeout, go to the sidelines. They stopped the game for him to put on a new helmet and come back in the game. Then later in the game, you see a really crucial play where it's just obvious as night and day that the defensive end for the Miami Dolphins is wrestled to the ground by the left tackle in front of the official, who ignores that but calls roughing the passer because they had the audacity to push Mahomes to the ground. Not tackle him, not knock him down. He pushed him to the ground.
Now, and I think a couple of years ago, I've been saying this for the last couple of years. That, and of course, yeah, I'm a Bengal fan, and Cincinnati and Kansas City. You know, Mahomes has never had to play a playoff game on the road. To this day, he's never played a playoff game on the road.
And if the Steelers win today, which they could,
sure,
he's not going to play a playoff game on the road again. But you had an incredible statistic. Tell me.
Justin Fields of the Chicago Bears, which the Bears have had their struggles this year, although they improved toward the end of the year. I certainly don't have any skin in that Chicago Bears. Justin Fields, the quarterback of the Bears, got zero roughing the passer calls this year. Zero. Patrick Mahomes, as of yesterday, 23. Now you tell me. You tell me that they're not pampering this guy, and that they don't want Kansas City, for whatever reason, to be in the, it's a joke. It is a joke. And so they beat Cincinnati again this year. Well, the regular season schedule for next year comes out. Cincinnati and Kansas City play again. Guess where?
Kansas City.
That'd
be 3 years in a row, right?
And like six or seven consecutive games in a row at Kansas City. Now, the Bengals also have to play the Titans again next year at Tennessee for the fifth year in a row. So, why? You know, I just don't. And yes, I know the Chiefs, everybody in the NFL plays the same amount of road games, but it sure does seem like the Chiefs on the big ones, on the, you know, interdivisional games that really mean something, it just seems funny to me that they get to play those at home usually. But it's a joke. And everybody, you saw it on social media, Bob. I sent you four different posts from four different – it's a joke the way that Patrick Mahomes gets – and Travis Kelce and what's her name, the singer, we're glad for you. But Travis Kelce has stunk it up since he started,
yeah, and
you know, all
enough
that mess.
Of her. If I never see another – a shot of her cheering or whatever the hell she's doing, it would be too soon for me.
What does she have to do with the game at
she
all?
They even had video of her as she arrived with her entourage. I just pray, and I hope everyone will join me in this prayer. Dear Lord, please do not let the Kansas City Chiefs make it back to the Super Bowl.
And Ja'Marr Chase, the receiver for the Bengals, they asked him, you know, when the playoffs were starting, he said, who are you for? He said, probably shouldn't feel this way, but he said, anybody but Kansas City.
I'm with Ja'Marr. I'm 1,000% with Ja'Marr. I'm on the Detroit Lion bandwagon. That's who I want to
see.
Me
too,
Bob.
Super
Bowl. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, how can you not cheer for Detroit just from their lack of success over the years?
All right, Kelly, two games today. I'm pretty excited about this. Pittsburgh at Buffalo, going to be terrible weather. Pittsburgh, if you count the Steelers out of anything, you're making a mistake.
I hate to say it, but you're right. And they could very well go into Buffalo and win it, which would give Kansas City yet another home game.
Against Houston.
I want the Bills to win so that Kansas City would have to go to Buffalo.
150%.
And the other game, you know, the Buccaneers are at home against the Eagles. To think that could have been the Saints. The Saints could have been playing a home game.
I don't give the Buccaneers a big chance tonight. I think that they benefited from being in what may have been the worst division in the league.
But the fact that the Eagles, man, they're
not great, are they?
No, I mean, they had their road paved to win the NFC East and be the 1 or 2 seed, and something's wrong with the Eagles right now.
Well, personally speaking, I would not mind seeing the Philadelphia Eagles go home for the year.
Yeah, I know you're not a big B&A Washington fan.
Not a big Eagles fan, no. All right, when we come back, what's in store next for Southern Miss Sports? And we'll tell you about a great show we're going to have tomorrow. Stay with us.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT, that's where you take your kids for baseball and softball training there on Hardy Street right here in Hattiesburg. And Luke Reynolds is now the manager, former Golden Eagle third base, outstanding third baseman. Luke Reynolds managing DBAT, so you know your kids are in good hands if you take them down there. Want to say hey to Mo Bay Beignet Company. Oh, man, we love beignets, and we love the toppings. We love the coffees. There's nothing about Mo Bay Beignet we don't like, and we think you'll be the same if you check them out.
My problem at Mo Bay Beignet is my eyes are bigger than my stomach, believe it or not, and I always order more than I should. But, I mean, you can take them home, you know.
Yeah, they're best when they're hot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, I'm not going to waste that taste.
And that secret is you clip the corner off and fill them up.
Yeah, because it's like a little pillow then inside, yeah, and then you take your dipping sauce, and it becomes then a sauce-filled kind of beignet.
Yeah.
They don't want to waste any. You're talking about the manager at DBAT, Luke Reynolds. Man, you know, just lots of different shows, Bob, have quote-unquote guests on there. But the Eagle Hour.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, the Eagle Hour gets guests like nobody else could ever even think about getting.
Well, tomorrow's a great example right here in our Southern Bancorp studio. We're going to have, now you baseball fans, these names will ring a bell to you, Dalton McIntyre, Nick Monastere, and Carson Pato. And what are these fine young men going to be doing here, Kelly?
Well, they're going to be putting on a baseball camp this coming weekend in Columbia, Mississippi. They've got a beautiful new complex down there. And this is part of an NIL thing for them. Okay, so they're going to put on this clinic, and the money raised for this is going to help these guys pay some of their expenses for the season. All part of the To the Top Collective.
Good.
And they're going to be here tomorrow in person in the studio explaining how kids can participate in this camp coming up this weekend in Columbia. But then you got Juan Cardona on Thursday. You got the Wizard of Oz coming on the show. I mean, it's
action-packed.
We didn't have time for J-Lo, did we?
No, she called.
I thought
she was a little upset, but
well,
I just told her sometimes I can't get everything worked out.
You know, J-Lo, it was either you or Patrick Mahomes.
And yeah, now if Dakota Fanning calls, we're bumping anybody to get her on. If she'll come to the studio.
You're a fan of Dakota Fanning.
You could say that. Have you ever seen Dakota Fanning?
Yeah. I mean, she's one of those childhood stars that has done okay, even as
Absolutely.
An adult. Huh?
Absolutely. All right, so, Kelly, who you like today?
I like the Eagles to win on the road. I just can't imagine Tampa Bay with some of the quarterback issues, even though it's at Tampa.
Man, he's hurt. He's banged up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feels pretty banged
so I
up.
Take the Eagles, but I don't think either one of those teams is going to have much in the next round. And then, you know what, Bob? I think Pittsburgh's going to beat Buffalo.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
Every time you think they're dead and gone.
And then Pittsburgh would go to Baltimore. And if that were the case, and then Houston would go to Kansas City.
That would be, how do they call it, a slopper knocker?
Another home game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Pray that doesn't
happen. You
know? So we're really counting on Buffalo to win this game, right?
We're hoping so.
I think you're right. I think the game tonight's probably the two weakest teams, in a sense, in the playoffs.
Yeah, and again, Detroit, regardless, Detroit's going to get another home game, so good for them.
Who would they play? Do we know?
They will play the winner of this game tonight, Tampa. And
you realize that means that the Lions have a pretty good shot of making it to the NFC Championship game.
Yes. Yeah, they do. But San Francisco is the number one seed.
You never know. I mean, you don't ever know. Who would have thought that Texas would demolish their opponent?
So let's see, San Francisco will get Green Bay.
Yeah.
Out in San Francisco.
Green Bay, I think you're going to see that last night was kind of a one-off.
Well, I don't know, but you know, we were talking about Mahomes earlier. How many times did Jordan Love get knocked around like a pinball?
He got hit. He got hit, I thought, late a couple of times, viciously, and no penalty.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. It's a joke.
They got on Matthew Stafford once last night where he was being tackled, and that was okay. And a guy comes in from the side, hits him with the crown of his helmet right in his helmet. I thought he had knocked him out for a second. No flag.
It just depends on what your last name is. And if you don't get enough of Patrick Mahomes during the games, don't worry, because when you go to commercial breaks, you
get
Patrick Mahomes and Kevin Hart. And, I mean, it's the same commercials all over again. So poor Patrick, you know.
Well, we got good shows for you all week. Yeah. Basketball back on back in action Wednesday. Is that right? Hope that gets turned around. But we're going to bring you the results either way. And as Kelly said, we've got ball players here tomorrow. We've got Coach Cardona on the show this week. We've got Coach Oz on the show. Lots to talk about. We're going to do it.
Next week, the softball team comes on the air, too, as everybody getting rocking and rolling now for those spring sports. Be here before you know it.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you very much for listening, as always, everybody. We really appreciate all of our sponsors, and we certainly appreciate you for tuning in each and every day. Kelly and I will be back tomorrow in the Southern Bancorp studio. Same time, same station. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the revolution.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.